This is my game recap of Spain versus the USA women's national team. The U.S. women's national team wins 1-0 with an amazing goal by Kristen Press. And my halftime report of the game was spot on. I thought they were going to win on a counterattack. I didn't think Kristen Press would be like a little Messi-esque dribbling machine. What an amazing counter by her to outrun the entire Spain side. I'm sorry, it's early in the morning, and I just want to make sure I get this report out. But I was right. And I think that's a game plan that the U.S. needs to consider heavily, is sit in and counter. And counter with Kristen Press at the 11, Jessica McDonald at the 7. And we need a different 9. What is Alex Morgan doing? I know we all love her. She's very beautiful. She's good on the camera, good on a Wheaties box. But man, heaven forbid for her to actually pass it to the open player. There are so many times that she could have connected a simple pass. If she added the extra pass, we could have walked in and got a second goal. At least had opportunities inside the box. But she decides, I need to get my 99th goal, my 100th goal. It's very important that she accomplishes this task. It's not important that USA wins. It's important that she gets her 99th and 100th goal. And she's going to bypass easy passes to her right side. It's like she cannot see to the right. She won't play it. I get she's left-footed, I guess. And she's going to shoot it right-footed. Instead, make a simple pass to her right so we can get inside the penalty area and have a real opportunity on net. But she must get her 99th goal, I guess, and their 100th, and she's freaking out or whatever. But I'm not sure what's going on. I mean, she's hijacking this team. We're leaving her on forever, way too much for what she's offering. She's good, there's no doubt, but how long, I mean, does she get, like, is she allowed to do whatever she wants? I mean, that's kind of where we're at. And poor Jill Ellis, you know, I mean, I couldn't imagine coaching a team at that level and dealing with the U.S. national team, that if you tick off any of those women on that team, there's a chance that they'll do mutiny and gang up on you and go to the, you know, USSF and try to get you fired. And they've already tried that. I mean, Jill Ellis won the World Cup, and then within what, 2 years, they try to have her fired. I mean, that's what happens. It's time for change. And if Alex Morgan's going to refuse to pass the ball because she's coming to an end of her career with the national team and she wants to get that 100th goal, we're in big trouble, because we of the United States of America don't need Alex Morgan to score the goal. She wears the red, white, and blue to serve the people of the United States, to put us in the best position. You can't be selfish. You cannot be selfish. And I see selfish play. Now, I've gotten so big on YouTube, I'm hitting like 50 views, and there's gonna be someone that's going to attack me. How dare you attack her? Whatever. Can I not have an opinion? Do you not see what I see? I mean, it's crazy. Either she's selfish or she's very bad at the game. But she has so much experience. She has so much experience playing the game, so much experience playing on the U.S. national team, that you would think she'll be able to see the simple passes of that. I know if it was my son, if it was my son and he wouldn't make a simple pass to that, I would sub him out and let him have it. But then again, I gotta put him back on. Can't do that with the U.S. team, but I'm sorry. I mean, Alex Morgan, you gotta pass the ball. You gotta be unselfish. This is not your team, it's my team. It's the U.S. team. It's not yours. Your job is to make sure we put the team in the best position to win. And I'd rather be up two than only be up one. So you've got to pass the ball, girl. Pass the ball. Show us something different. You're a good player. But, man, you look bad. You're better than this. Don't be selfish. All right. Those are my thoughts on these things. And I got to roll. I got practice at 6 a.m. And our focus is going to be, don't be like Alex Morgan. Pass the ball to your team. Yep. Peace out.